If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Come on, people, now! Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alright, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network out of San Francisco, California. However you are receiving the programming, it is great to have you with us in this great land of ours, or so-so foreign lands. But it is an hour of video game talk, and I know we're on these sports networks, but it's not just sports video games, it's all video games. I've been doing this show about 20 years and nationally syndicated. I want to hear from you wherever you are. And there's a toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY, works in North America, that's right, Canada, Mexico too, 1-800-878-PLAY, that's 7529. Questions, comments, and concerns in the video game world, what's good, what's bad, what's ugly, what are you playing that's amazing, that didn't get the hype? And conversely, you know, we're in the golden age of video games. People try to capitalize, and there's a lot of garbage games out there that get super hyped. So let's figure it out together at 1-800-878-7529. Also be giving away a brand new game as I do at 40 after the hour. So just about a half hour from now, we'll do that. Also new releases as well. I'll tell you what's going to be on the shelf, knocking other ones down, maybe getting reduction in price as well. And at the end of the show, if you send in a cheat code request, I'll look it up for you. You can use the email address rick@sportsbyline.com for that. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. You can go there and click stream live to hear all the programming here 24/7. You can also do that on SB Nation Live as well. And on Sirius XM, we're on 211 in progress. See the man, male Caucasian. That's the Dan Patrick channel. Where are my truckers out there? White Line Fever. Plus, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2 on your cable provider. We got the TuneIn app, we got the iHeartRadio app, we got the Stitcher app as well. And we would like to have you participate in the show, is what I'm trying to say. It's a collaborative effort, and we only get an hour. In fact, I only have about 51 more minutes to talk video games with you, my fellow Earthlings. So let's do it, especially on American Forces Radio Network. Come on back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4555.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
The Video Game Review.
Coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. You can be a part of the show. Call up 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Don't be shy. Is this live or a rerun? I'll tell you how it's live. Watch. See, I just bumped into the mic. That would have been edited out if this was a rerun. That's not proof. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. Last we talked, I really was getting into Diablo 4, but I was also getting into the new Zelda game as well. And so it's funny because I feel like I'll go an entire summer or winter or maybe 2 years with nothing new, nothing captivating, and then two games come out almost simultaneously. And I'm like, come on, man. How am I supposed to play both of these? But I was talking about those last two shows, and I didn't get into what we had here in June, and that is that we saw the Xbox Games Showcase 2023. And for the first time ever, we saw two enormous showcases from both Xbox and Bethesda. And when you think about, you know, next-gen titles in the form of Starfield and Senua's Saga, Hellblade 2, Forza Motorsport, Avowed, during the Showcase, 27 games were shared, 21 which will be available for the Xbox Game Pass or PC Game Pass. After that, Starfield Direct shot for the stars to offer you unprecedented access to Bethesda Game Studios' first new universe in over 25 years. And so, starting at the end, the biggest chunk of Starfield gameplay as yet. And this is going to launch on September 6th. And there was Todd Howard. Of course, he'd be there, Mr. Bethesda himself. And he was doing a deep dive on character customization, exploration, the ships, a lot more as well. From Xbox Game Studios, there were a lot of new projects from Compulsion and In Exile in the form of South of Midnight and also Clockwork Revolution. A lot of updates on the new Fable and even Microsoft Flight Simulator, that franchise, what's going on. And then there was even one that no one saw coming, Sea of Thieves, The Legend of Monkey Island. And so you think about some third world, or I should say third party, maybe they're in the third world, probably not, Star Wars Outlaws, Kenitsugami, Path of the Goddess, Cyberpunk 2077, Phantom Liberty. That's right, they're having another go at that. Project CD Red. There was some independent developers as well. Dungeons of Hinterberg. It's German for behind the mountain, so I thought I'd tell you that. Another game called 33 Immortals. And then there was also a game from Atlas, who's very good at RPGs, called Metaphor Refantasio. Refantasio. Prego, prego. Persona 3 Reload and Persona 5 Tactica. And so when you think about these games coming to Series X and S, also PC through Steam, and, you know, as I said, the one that I thought was really interesting from In Exile with this Clockwork Revolution, they're the ones that created Wasteland and Arcanum, and it's a pretty incredible time bending, and you would call this, I would anyway, a steampunk action RPG. You'll go across an incredible invention that allows you to travel back in time. You discover the city that you call home, a vibrant steam-powered metropolis of Avalon, and has been carefully crafted through the alteration of key historical events. And by traveling back in time, your interactions and the choice you make are going to have the butterfly effect on the world and characters of Avalon and causing them to change and react in unprecedented waves. Yes. Fable. I mean, you think about how old this franchise is, and it's a new beginning for it. Playground Games presented Fable at the showcase. And it's going to be an open world action RPG with a new beginning. And, you know, welcome to Albion. Albion, of course, is the lyrical name for England. This is why we have West Bromwich Albion and Brighton and Hove Albion soccer teams with others. But it's just, it's fairy tale land. And it's not for kids. It's not that type of fairy tale stuff. So many challenges, treasures, and stories as well. Forza Motorsport. Sport announced a October 10th release date. This is from Turn 10. That's going to be on the X and the S and the PC. Also shared a lot more details about the cover cars. You've got the stunning Cadillac Racing V Series. This is from Chevy. Chevy, of course, the Corvette E-Ray is where as well. That's right. We're talking electronic. But I mentioned, too, Microsoft Flight Simulator. I mean, this is one of the most legendary franchises of all time. And it was very cool in the 80s. Yes, 80s. But I always found it, sometimes it was too hard because it was not an arcade game. It was a flight simulator. So you have to go through all the controls. Now, this new simulator is designed now to take advantage of the latest technologies in simulation, cloud, machine learning, graphics, and gaming, and supposed to be now the most specific, immersive, and awe-inspiring flight simulator of all time. And it's powered by Asobo. Asobo is a studio that has their own graphics engine now. And I have not seen the new engine, but the two words I heard were significantly evolved. And I'm always for a new graphics engine. So, yes, that will be on Windows 10 and 11 as well. Hellblade 2. And if you're going to sink deep into the next chapter of this story, it's a lot of cinematic immersion, which to me, That's always a little bit dangerous if there's too many cutscenes, but apparently it's a good balance of it. A lot of sound and visuals that are very unique. This is all from our friends over at Ninja Theory. And they say it's going to be an overcoming adventure and journey into the darkness. We'll see that. Speaking of which, South of Midnight was also announced. This is from the creators of Contrast and We Happy Few. South of Midnight is a, they call it a spellbinding third-person action-adventure game. It is set in the American Deep South. Y'all better watch out. And as Hazel, you will explore the mythos and encounter creatures of Southern folklore in a macabre and fantastical world. When disaster strikes her hometown, Hazel is called to become a weaver, a magical mender of broken bonds and spirits. Imbued with these new abilities, Hazel will confront and subdue dangerous creatures, untangle the webs of her own family's shared past, and, if she's lucky, find her way to a place that feels like home. All right. There are a lot more games that were revealed. We'll talk about some of those on the other side as well. If you'd like to break on in, come on in at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, No upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now, 800-617-5145, 800-617-5145, 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us. Rick Tittle, 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. Just taking a look back at the Xbox Showcase 2023 this summer. Starfield Direct. Now, as soon as the showcase ended, Starfield Direct began. And game director Todd Howard and the team at Bethesda started sharing details and stories about this game. And the direct began with details on the game's character customization, which has allowed the team to introduce some hi-fi models. We learned about the game's main quest line, which will send explorers on a mission to discover secrets of the universe. So far, we kind of know all this. We also got a new look at how the game handles your ship's crew and companions. The companions you bring with you, the crew you hire on, will provide different bonuses to your ship and your outpost. So speaking of your ship, we also got a look at how you'll be able to build, customize, and upgrade your roster of ships, and got a further look at how Starfield can handle exploration from the surfaces of over 1,000 planets to the space in between, discovering what's out there is nearly limitless, and all of this is powered by new technology, which has allowed Bethesda to create completely unique experiences for every player. This is what they're saying. Now, this is going to launch on September 6th, and I needed to come to the PS5. I'm a huge, huge No Man's Sky fan, and, you know, just trying to buy new ships and all the things that I do with that game and how much it's, I remember the guy at the GDC years ago, Game Developers Conference here in San Francisco at the Moscone Center, he flew out, did a talk and flew back. He literally didn't even stay the night in America. He flew from London from Hello Games and flew back. But the way they will create all these planets is through just noise. What? Yeah, that's right. You just take like the like a waveform noise, and that's how they would do these planets, which was absolutely astounding. We also saw Towerborn. Towerborn is the newest game from Stoic. They're the creator of the Banner Saga series, and there's a lot of combat, a lot of customization options, and lore as well. You'll find yourself in the ruins of the City of Numbers with a lone tower keeping survivors safe from a looming evil. You play as an ace, a hero designed to bring hope to humanity in a time of darkness. Multiplayer will have four players at a time, and that'll be there. And then we also saw some world premieres as well. I said 33 Immortals. It's a co-op action roguelike for 33 players. You play a damned soul and rebel against God's final judgment. Wow, that's heavy stuff. Dive straight into epic 33-player co-op battles with instant pickup and raid matchmaking. Cooperate with your allies to survive against hordes of monsters and massive challenging bosses. Expand your arsenal and equip powerful new relics to permanently upgrade your soul. Face the wrath of God in a fight for your eternal life. Cities Skyline 2, they got a launch date, October 24th, XNS and Windows PC. And this one is very clean looking. And, I mean, you can start planning your road layouts, zone some new homes, grow your empty plot of land into a thriving metropolis this fall. I mentioned before, the Dungeons of Hinterberg is a fantastical alpine adventure armed with a sword and a tourist guide. Not kidding. Explore the beautiful alpine village of Hinterberg and uncover the magic hidden within its dungeons. Master magic, solve puzzles, and slay monsters. All this and more await you in Hinterberg. Prepare to go on a vacation to a modern-day village in the Austrian Alps. But instead of hiking or seeing, you'll be slaying monsters, hunting for loot, and solving puzzles. 25 magical dungeons have recently appeared around Hinterberg, and monster slaying has become a major tourist attraction, drawing adventurers from all over the world to the small village. Another game called Jusant. It's J-U-S-A-N-T or Jusant, or maybe just Jusant. It's a unique climbing-based action puzzle game. And this is from our friends at Don't Nod. They made Life is Strange, Vampire with the Y, Tell Me Why. And Jusant is a game based on climbing. And it's a narrative game with outspoken dialogue. It's very, they call it a meditative journey. And you scale an immeasurably tall tower covered with different biomes to explore and also accompanied by Ballast, a mysterious companion made entirely of water. This will be released in the fall. Sega and Ryu Ga Gotoku, that's RGG Studio Debate, debuted a first look at Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth. And that will be coming out next year. Two legendary Yakuza, Kasuga Ichiban and Kazuma Kiryu in a, they call it a larger-than-life adventure RPG. Metaphor Refantasio, Avante Avante. This is from the creative minds over at the Persona series, and this is Atlas. Mark's first ever full-scale fantasy RPG, and directed by Katsuro Hashino, and character designed by Shigenori Soejima, and composed by Soji Meguro. Write your destiny and rise above fear as you step into a fantasy world unlike anything you've seen before. Fraught with unsettling mystery, the kingdom stands on a precipice. Now you must embark on a journey, overcoming obstacles and transforming your bonds with friends into strength. This is also developed by Studio Zero. We also saw an announcement trailer for Kintsugami Path of the Goddess. Fend off foul creatures and lead the Spirit Stone Maiden on her path. It's a brand new game which upholds Capcom's legacy of original innovative works. It's Captain Commando, y'all. This labor of love follows in the tradition of truly unique titles such as Okami and Shinsekai Into the Depths. Explore an incredible world in which traditional Japanese aesthetics are brought to stunning life by the power of RE Engine. Enjoy a unique gameplay experience, blending action and strategy. Witness an epic clash between the spirit realm and mortal man. We also got a gameplay reveal trailer of Payday 3. And, I mean, this trailer, you were at a branch location of Secure Capital Bank somewhere in New York City. And you've got the guys putting on their mask, Dallas, Chains, Wolf, and Hoxton. And that's the Payday gang. There it is. Persona 3 is a rebirth. If you want to step into the shoes of a transfer student thrust into an unexpected hidden place between one day and the other, awaken an incredible power and chase the mysteries of Tartarus, fight for your friends, and leave a mark on their memories forever. Persona 5 Tactica is a new spinoff, and the blurb on this is, quote, after a strange incident, the Phantom Thieves wander into a bizarre realm where its citizens are living under tyrannical oppression. Surrounded by a military group named Legionnaires, they find themselves in grave danger until a mysterious revolutionary named Irina rescues them and offers an enticing deal in exchange for their help. What lies behind Irina and the deal she offers to the Phantom Thieves? Overthrow your enemies and fight corruption with powerful personas and assortment of weapons and wipe them out with style in this fresh new tactical RPG. And then Star Wars Outlaws, the first open world Star Wars game. And it's set between the events of Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. So you'll be able to explore new and iconic locations across the galaxy. And you will be Kay Vess, an emerging scoundrel seeking freedom and the means to start a new existence, along with her companion Nix, N-I-X, Richard Nix. Fight, steal, and outwit crime syndicates as you join the galaxy's most wanted. If you're willing to take the risk, the galaxy is full of opportunity. And one more here. Still Wakes the Deep. Still Wakes the Deep is the return to the first-person narrative horror genre from the creators of Dear Esther, Everybody's Gone to the Rapture, and Amnesia, A Machine for Pigs. You are a Glaswegian oil rig worker, and you must fight for your life through a visceral storm, claustrophobic surroundings, and thick, dark, and perilous North Sea waters. All communications are cut off. All exits are gone. The only way to defeat the horror is to face it. These are all new games at the showcase. We will take a quick break, and then when we come back, I'll give away the brand new game. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast around the world on American Forces Radio Network. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, SportsByline.com, SBNation, Live.com, SiriusXM 211, Dan Patrick Channel. All right, it's 40 after. It's time to give away the brand new game. This is a PC game called Forever Skies. It's also for the PS5 and the Xbox X and Series S. I just have it here for the PC. This is developed and published by Far From Home, and it just came out 3 days ago. It says, in Forever Skies, you play a scientist exploring what remains of an Earth that was largely destroyed by a massive ecological disaster. And looking at some of the video of it and looking at some of the screenshots, it looks very impressive, and it's just a whole, I hate to say dystopian, we use that way too much, but it does look like that for what it is exploring. It looks really cool. Forever Skies. My question is, and this is how you win the game, the second correct answer at my email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. My question is this a game about space, or is this a game about chocolate chip cookies? Just let me know, and you will win Forever Skies from Far From Home, who developed it, and they published it. And coming up this segment, I'll let you know some of the new games that are coming out this week as well. Just a couple, two more things from the Xbox showcase. There were a couple of hardware announcements, and that is the Series S is now available in carbon black with a 1 terabyte solid state drive. That'd be a hard drive. And worldwide pre-orders began at $350. The availability will be September 1st. The other announcement was the Starfield limited edition wireless controller and headset. And that'll be the controller is $80. And the headset is $125. And the headset, honestly, the headset just has a couple of stripes on it. But if you're into it, you can go. Now, there were a couple of pre-orders they put out. I talked about Cyberpunk 2077 Phantom Liberty today. That's an expansion. And that was introduced to the world by Keanu Reeves, who is reprising his role of rebel rocker boy Johnny Silverhand. And you'll get into a new district of Dogtown, and you're going to meet a sleeper agent named Solomon Reed, played by Idris Elba. They're not screwing around here at CD Projekt Red, who I met the head of at the GDC. He is a German guy, but he's working for a Polish company. Hey, it's all Europe. The Elder Scrolls Online introduced Journey to Necrom. That's a new look into the return to Morrowind and Apocrypha. But playing as that character now, you just talk about, I mean, it's just one of the most badass looking mages I've ever seen. And I was surprised to see Fallout 76 is still making DLC. And that is Road to Atlantic City. And there are 15 million players, they say, that are still making the Wasteland their home. I know I put in a lot of time in that game. I didn't hate it as much as everybody else just because the last two, Fallout 4, Fallout 3, were so amazing. But it's a whole new location outside of Appalachia, and that is Atlantic City, AC. And by the way, I used to say Appalachia until the people who are from there said it's Appalachia, so I'll go with them. There is a Dune Ornithopter pilot in the Microsoft Sim that's going to be a free expansion if you have the game. It almost looks like a dragonfly. That'll be on November 3rd. And Overwatch 2 Invasion is coming, the game's biggest content drop, or as we'd say, debut ever. There'll be a new hero pack starting on August 10th. And so, anyway, a very, very busy show, to say the least. But this is the other thing, as we're looking at all this other stuff, Bethesda, 5 years ago, at E3 2018, talked about the Elder Scrolls 6. So basically, the sequel to Skyrim, right? And we're now hearing, according to Phil Spencer, that it's at least 5 years away. He said 5+ years away. What? He said in IGN, I think we've been a little unclear on what platforms it will launch on, given how far out the game is. It's difficult for us right now to nail down exactly what platforms that game will launch on. As I said, with Elder Scrolls 6, it's so far out, it's hard to understand what the platforms will even be at this point. It's the same team that's finishing Starfield, which comes out this September. So we're likely talking about it being 5+ years away. Whew. Now, I guess it shouldn't be a surprise because in 2020, Pete Hines, who's been on this show, he's the publisher's senior vice president of marketing communications. He just said it's after Starfield, which pretty much you know nothing about. So if you're coming at me for details and not from years from now, I'm failing to properly manage your expectations. And Todd Howard said last week when they asked him about Elder Scrolls 6, he said that might be the last game of my career. In other words, I'm retiring in 5 years and that'll be it. So here's the thing. When you hear 5+ years away, all I want to say is boo. But on the other hand, if that's what it takes, and that's what it takes, there's just too many games that come out and stink because they're not ready. And if it's going to take 5 years, I guess it's going to take 5 years. But what they're saying is, are we going to be in a next gen of systems? You know, the X and the S, are they gone? Is there the PS6 in 5 years? I don't think there will be, but I think there'll be big discussions about it and there'll be plans for it. I think in 5 years, this is just my guess looking at these other systems, because you think about the PlayStation 4 came out in 2013, right? 2012, 2013. And it lasted like I said, in 5 years from now, you probably will be seeing the plans for a new one. And so they'll probably be right on the precipice. Like, why are you going to release for the old one when the new one's coming out in a year? So that's what we'll see. Also, looking ahead at the college football video game, there's a new lawsuit from a group that brokers licensing deals for schools trying to sue EA. But EA said it is going to come out next summer. And so there was a group called the Brander Group, and they were suing EA over NIL, name, image, likeness. They were contracted with 54 Division I schools to broker licensing deals, and they're arguing that EA is trying to get around all that stuff by negotiating with individual athletes. And EA responded by saying the complaint will not impact our development timelines. The game is on track, and it is a priority for EA Sports. EA Sports. It's in the game. So, look, the game's creators have not offered players any NIL money. It's so ironic, too, because you think about the Ed O'Bannon case. That's, you know, that they had that right out here in Oakland, that case. And he was watching a video game. He's like, I never gave him permission. But there is speculation that EA is planning to create a pool of $5 million and every player that's in there is going to get $500. So that number prompted a strong reaction from the College Football Players Association, which advocates for players' rights. And they said all players should boycott this game because $500 isn't enough. So listen, the last time EA had a college football game, 10 years ago. And then they said, we're not doing it anymore because they were at the brink, like I said, of the O'Bannon case. Like, it's just not worth anymore. But the NIL now, those rules, and they are fluid state by state. It's kind of a Wild West, and we're in our second year of all that. But EA said, oh, yeah, it's going to come out next summer. So we'll see what it is. But I know when I played college football, if they offered me $500, I would have taken it in 1 second. I'll be like, sign me up, please, for that. All right. Let's take at the new releases this week on Tuesday, unless otherwise noted. A little to the left, Cupboards and Drawers. This is the DLC expansion for the PC and Switch game. Life Space Traveler, action game for the PC. Bombing 2, this isn't about comedians. Bombing 2, A Graffiti Paradise, adventure casual simulation for the PC. Charade Maniacs, adventure visual novel on the Switch. Destroy All Humans 2, Reprobed single player. This is an action remake for the PS4 and the Xbox One. Leighton Brothers Mystery Room, the PC, adventure hidden object. Little Friends Puppy Island. Aw, it's an adventure game for the Switch and the PC. Very cute. Moonshine Incorporated. This is a strategy sim game for the 4 and the 5, the X and the S and the 1. Story of Seasons, A Wonderful Life, Farming, Gardening, RPG, Sim, 5 PC, XS, and Switch. Valtherian Arc, Hero, School, Story 2, the X and the S, the PS5, the 1, and the Switch. Pico, this is a simulation for your PC. AEW, Fight Forever, wrestling and fighting game on all the big boy systems. Burnhouse Lane, Adventure Horror, 4, 5, 1, XS, and Switch. Enclave HD, an action RPG for the 4, the 1, and the Switch. Crime O'Clock, an adventure game on the Switch. Everybody 1-2 Switch. Guess what that's on? Yeah, the Switch. Front Mission First Remake. This is an RPG remake strategy game on all the big systems except the Switch. Ghost Trick, Phantom Detective Remaster, adventure puzzle remastered game, the Switch, the 4, the 1, and the PC. Goodbye World, adventure platformer puzzle game on all the big systems except the PC and the Switch. Inner Ashes, an adventure game for the PC, the 4, and the Switch. And finally, Master Detective Archives Rain Code adventure game for the Switch. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back on Sports Byline.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The Video Game
Thank you for that, and welcome back. And it is time for the cheat codes. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I like this one. It's from Tiff. Hey, what's up, Tiff? Tiffany? Rick, how do I get past the end, in quotes, in Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater? I know exactly what you're talking about. The end is an elderly sniper, and it is a tough fight. It is a really tough fight, but you can skip the fight entirely. This is on a PlayStation 2. Now, I don't remember how to do this if I ever knew, but if you go into your PS2 and you turn the internal clock ahead like 10 years, you go back to the game and there'll be a cutscene saying the end, the sniper, the elderly sniper named the end. They'll say that he has now died of old age. I don't know who discovered that, but that is a pretty good cheat. And that you're actually hacking into your hardware at that point. And I don't know if you can turn the internal clock. If you have a PS2 at this point and you're playing it, who cares what the internal clock says? Internal, I should say. Thanks for tuning in to the video game review. We will be back next week with another edition. Until then, I'm Rick Tittle. Have a great night, and we'll see you next time on VGR.